Among the workers hardest hit by layoffs are those in the airline industry. Domestic carriers plan to eliminate more than 90,000 jobs in the next several months, blaming a sharp drop in ticket sales since September 11th. Many affected employees say they have little hope of finding another position in their industry and are planning to change careers. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
In this classroom at a community college in North Carolina, you'll find some of the economic victims of the September 11th attacks. The students here, until a few weeks ago, worked in the airline industry as pilots, flight attendants, gate agents, and mechanics. Now they're all out of work, and in this hastily scheduled class, instructors are giving them tips on how to find new jobs.
I think the first thing in thinking of a career change is summarize your careers in a few words. How do you summarize what you want to do in the future? Down to five or six words.
Most of the students at this job training session worked for Midway Airlines, a North Carolina carrier that laid off more than 2,000 people. Already in bankruptcy before the attacks, Midway shut down September 12th, saying it lacked the resources to withstand a prolonged industry slump. It's uncertain whether the airline will ever fly again. Student Ginger Metzler worked as a flight attendant for 15 years, but says she has little hope of finding another airline job.
Since the airline business has been so heavily damaged, it's time we started looking beyond our industry, because a lot of us have families to feed, and we can't just wait for it to come back. So even getting a job at Burger King would be easier than getting an airline job right now.
Airline union leaders agree employment prospects for their members are dim. The industry has eliminated about 20% of its flights and let go tens of thousands of people, from clerks and baggage handlers to middle managers. The total number of layoffs won't be known for several weeks because some employees may choose to take voluntary furloughs or early retirement. The president of the Association of Flight Attendants, Patricia Friend, calls the job cuts devastating. She says the layoffs came as many workers were still grieving for their colleagues killed in the hijackings.
It was just one trauma on top of another. There wasn't time to recover from the personal tragedies before the economic tragedies started to become known.
Labor leaders claim the layoffs have gone too far. Unions have accused airlines of trying to sidestep collective bargaining agreements and deny workers severance pay and other benefits. And Friend says carriers are using the September disaster as, in her words, an umbrella for management to hide behind. She says many of the layoffs are due to bad planning by airline executives, who she says grew their companies too fast.
Certainly, some of the financial difficulties can be attributed to the events of September 11th, but what we know is that on September 10th, the industry was in an overcapacity situation as a result of decisions made by the management to grow and increase the capacity beyond the demand for travel.
Airline executives reject such criticism and say they're reducing their workforce because of slow ticket sales over the past 3 weeks. Even with the recent schedule reductions, many flights still are taking off about half full. Before the hijackings, the average domestic flight was about three-quarters full. The Air Transport Association, an industry trade group, says carriers continue to lose money every day. At American Airlines, which plans to eliminate about 20,000 jobs, spokesman Al Becker says the September attack has put the very survival of the company in jeopardy.
We were literally plunged into a crisis. And therefore, we have absolutely no alternative but to take painful actions. That's not a step that anyone has any delight in taking. It is simply an absolute imperative if we are to survive this financial crisis.
Last month, Congress approved $15 billion in government aid for the industry. But Becker says that wasn't enough to eliminate the need for job reductions. Now, airline workers want their own federal aid package that would include expanded unemployment benefits, as well as reimbursements for health care and job retraining expenses. On Capitol Hill this week, pilot Bill Turbet lobbied members of Congress. A first officer with U.S. Airways, Turbet is scheduled to be laid off January 1st.
I spent 13 years trying to get where I am today and to watch it all go away, and you can't compare what's happening to me to the people that lost their lives on September 11th. But no one wants to be collecting unemployment and making, you know, a lifestyle out of that.
Congress is considering an aid package for displaced workers that totals more than $3 billion. But the measure, sponsored by Missouri Democratic Senator Jean Carnahan, faces an uncertain fate on Capitol Hill. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.